Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, so I would be a little surprised. You know, he's a guy that, at least from my observations from afar, is he is doing it the way he wants to do it. Like, it's not all analytically driven. Is he using that? I'm sure he is. But from what I'm told from people around the team, like, he's been as much of his own guy as you can be, and he was basically going to, you know, do it as he saw best. So that's a little bit of positive news. You guys are closer to it, so maybe you've heard something differently. But I was talking to two people about it recently, and they were like, "Yeah, he basically said he was going to do it his own way, and he took certain statistical studies that they were relying on, and said we're not going to put as much emphasis on that. We're going to use our eyes." That's a positive sign in some ways, but again, so it wouldn't surprise me in the end though. That they went with somebody with a little bit more experience, personally.
That was former longtime MLB exec Jim Duquette, who was on this program earlier this week. And Jason, I believe that was your question on his thought process. Could this Orioles team end up taking away the interim title from Tony Mansellino and make him the full-time manager in 2026 and beyond? Orioles, they ended up losing to the Yankees 7-0. It was one-way traffic for Max Fried, who got a career high in whiffs. But we're looking at the big picture right now, Jason, and we know that this team is going to finish with a losing record, but there is a lot to do this offseason. They need a new manager. They need a new GM. They need several players in terms of a brand new bullpen, in terms of bats as well. But focusing on the manager, if the Orioles opt to bring Tony Mansellino back, what message does that send you?
It would send to me that, and I respect what Jim Duquette's saying there, but I think however much Mansellino is being his own man, he's being his own man within some, I think, very constricted guardrails. And I don't think he would ever do anything that Mike Elias didn't explicitly believe in. I think Elias picked him for a reason. And I think there is at least some statistically significant chance that he keeps this job. They've got a winning record on him. Like, other guys might decide. The Skip Schumachers and the Derek Sheltons of the world might say, no thanks, I'm not signing up with that sort of front office. So, you know, if it comes down to Mansellino, who's had on-the-job training versus a bunch of people who've never managed above the AA level, it could start to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't believe that Mansellino is doing thumping his chest and flaunting whatever control and autonomy he has in their face. I have a hard time buying that. And I think he could be the fallback guy. And I'm not sure how much better, for lack of a better term, Elias wants to do, because I don't know that Elias, who is conservative to his core, who clearly doesn't like friction, right? He doesn't like differing opinions in his front office. He doesn't have to like try to want to build like a consortium of opinions. He wants to be surrounded by people who are going to kowtow to him. And now he's got even more power than he had before, and he gets to hire his successor, and the owner and Elias still haven't even spoken to that. So what it would say to me is it's another power play by Elias. It's not doubling or tripling. It's not even quadrupling. It's quintupling down on, we are who we are. We are who we were hired to be. We're going to do it our way until they eventually stop paying us millions of dollars and kick us out. And that's not now, because I got re-empowered and we didn't even think any of you fools deserved to know about it. You people who pay our salaries. You people who pay these ticket prices. We didn't even think you deserved to know our organizational hierarchy and how it's changed. So I've been bracing for it for a while, and I am bracing for it now. And this is another reason why I think it's worth continuing to talk about, especially on a day like today where the Ravens don't play until Monday. I think the money matters. I think the money matters. I talked to some people this week who run in ownership circles, and they look at how this ownership group has spent money. And we're not even talking about $18 million down the drain for O'Neal, but the way they've spent on infrastructure, the people they brought in from other organizations, like there's people who understand the innards of how the sausage is made. And they are absolutely positively convinced that the money coming in and the money going out ain't anything like what Uncle Ruby and co thought it was going to be. And this, what they bought and what they thought they were going to buy, and the conundrum that Masson remains, and even with the free money from all of us taxpayers to fix up our stadium, not theirs, our stadium that we built in the first place, not them. They think that the idea that Mike Elias is going to have open checkbooks, and these are ownership type people, they're not buying it. So do they want to go and... And here's the other thing. Whatever Mike Elias is making, do you think there's any way in hell that he would pay a manager more money than he's making?
No.
So that's going to take a lot of... like, and I don't think Mike Elias is killing. I think he's making way more money than he should. I think he should have been fired years ago. I think he sucks at his job. But like, he didn't get a promotion and not get more money. And so how do you signal to the organization who really matters? Money and power. So if he's got all the power, he's not ceding much of the money. And I don't think he's going to have a huge operating budget for this coaching staff. What happens if you keep Manzolino here? You can keep a lot of these coaches here. You're not paying guys to go work somewhere else, or paying guys to go to Driveline next year because they can't get a major league gig, and then they don't like the minor league options. Like, if you don't think that stuff matters, you haven't been paying attention. This owner just last week, or was it this week, on CNBC, is already bitching about the Passaio contract.
Here's how I view it. And just looking at the facts when it comes to Tony Manzolino. He took over as interim skipper on May 17th. The Orioles are 57-53 since that point. 10th best winning percentage in baseball. I think it's fair to say that they have overachieved from the expectations that I had of them when Tony Manzolino took over, and that initial press conference where he's outlining all of the reasons why he shouldn't have the job and how he was expecting this 10 plus years down the road. With that being said, if they chose to continue this partnership with Tony Manzolino and make him the full-time manager moving forward, that would signal to me that they are just saying, hey, this was all baseball gods. Injuries, hey, if the injuries didn't happen, if we had Wells and Bradish at the beginning, if Grayson
if we
pitched,
had Manzo all year instead Manzo, of Hyder.
Like, it would signal to me, hey, this was all just bad luck. We're just going to run it back with the young guys and hope for something different and continue to bang our head against.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the wall. I think it's a bad message to send to a fan base that is starving for a championship, that has had to wait far too long, going back to 1983. There hasn't been a World Series game played at Camden Yards, and that's existed since 1992. You just had this fan base, you preached patience to them during this rebuild, and you saw 100-loss season. And you got a taste of winning with the 100-win season, and it was a magical ride. You still didn't win a playoff game. And then a couple years later, you're back to another losing season. This has been a complete failure, and it goes back to the offseason. And this fan base, this city, deserves better. They deserve a manager with some pedigree. And does Michael Elias want that?
Didn't you deserve a GM who would actually go for it at the trade deadline instead 100%. Of punting and doing ridiculous stuff? Fuji and the general?
Absolutely.
And what is he now? He's now the team president. They didn't even tell you about it.
Absolutely. And that unfortunately, you can't change. And we can't change the fact that Michael Elias has gotten promoted to president of baseball operations. But they have to nail this offseason, Jason. And it starts, you know, with the manager, the GM, and then, of course, all of the personnel. This is, to me, the most pivotal offseason this organization has had going back to 2018. That final run with Dan and Buck, and, of course, that blew up in their face. But they wanted to run it back with that group, all those guys on expiring contracts, and it blew up in their face. It's the most important offseason.
If this ownership is a little less inclined to go crazy spending, especially if they think a labor impasse is coming, and we've already heard him also bitch and moan about a non-existent salary cap, right? And you've got a GM who they over-empowered, re-empowered, never even thought they had to tell you about it, who was convinced the owner that spending just wins you press conferences, right? And we're in that sort of climate. And they're not bringing in, they're not selling as many tickets as they thought. They dropped the ball on how they rolled out the new Birdland thing. They're fighting with their fan base. Like, the optics stink. The guy who you couldn't get rid of, you couldn't get him off you. He wanted to throw a hat at you or spray you with water, right? When he thought he was the mayor of the town. You can't find him other than, you know, doing his media thing on CNBC. Like, all that's going on. And you're telling me you think that Mike Elias thinks this is the most important offseason ever? Mike Elias has got more money and more power.
I'm not saying what Mike Elias thinks.
But he's the only one that matters.
Yes.
Because nothing ever. The trade deadline is not more important than May 31st, is not more important than opening day. If he always believes, if you keep me in this job long enough, I'll win. And he never reacts to the actual stimuli, but only plays in his own computer world, his make-believe world with his algorithms. I got news for you, Bone. This isn't any more important. The fact that you might only have Gunner if you're a real front office for one more year, I don't think any of that resonates with him. He thinks he's a baseball genius. He's going to hire puppets and frauds to join his puppet and fraud front office. Not much is going to change. And he's not going to think it has to change because he's always playing the long game. If it doesn't happen this year, the baseball gods will smile on us coming out of the labor issues.
We're going to get into football later on in the hour. As Jason said, Ravens don't play on Sunday, so this is a good time to kind of take a big picture look at this Orioles team. Ben McDonald, he's going to be joining us at 4. We are going to preview the Lions game from a Detroit perspective. Dave Burkett, who covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press, joins us at 5:30.
Yeah, fun show here. We've got to talk a little bit about what we saw in the NFL last night, obviously the Buffalo Bills I'm watching that game thinking, how did they let these guys put up 300 yards on them in a quarter? There's no downfield presence.
Like, I was getting more pissed about week one.
Everything's
as well.
underneath. Like, they don't even try to push it downfield outside the hash marks unless you give it to them on, you know, second and forever at the end of the half because you don't know how to keep people in bounds. I mean, it was hard not to watch that saying.
Oh, I was thinking of week
one. It's pretty shameful what they did in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I was thinking of week one as well. Kenny is out today. He'll be back Monday. We do have a six-pack involving Ken Wyman at 3:30 that you're not going to want to miss. But we're going to take
It's a big your... 3 o'clock hour.
Yes, it is. We're going to take your calls at the bottom of the hour, though. If the Orioles do keep Tony Mansellino and make him the full-time manager moving forward, would you be cool with that? Would you be pissed? 410-583-1057. We're taking your calls at 2:30 if you want to jump to the front of the line. Now is your chance. But coming up next, John Mioli, Britt Giroli, they joined us earlier in this week, earlier in the week, and they weighed in on Mike Elias in this promotion that happened in the winter but was just announced last week.
It's never been announced.
Yeah, it hasn't been officially announced, but the reporting came out from Britt and Ken Rosenthal. We're going to play some of those best cuts next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.